Kupainawu, muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
Good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, November 25th, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we are looking at the COVID-19 cases in the country and the world. As at 24 November 2020, Zimbabwe had 9,398 confirmed cases, including 8,297 recoveries and 274 deaths following 90 new cases and one death.
And according to Johns Hopkins University, worldwide there are already 60 million cases of COVID-19, and out of this number, 1,412,669 have actually died. And when we look at the USA, Johns Hopkins University adds that there are 12.6 million people who have contracted COVID-19, and 260,069 have actually died.
We're also going to look at the violence against foreign truck drivers in South Africa, with the President Cyril Ramaphosa condemning in strongest terms the current ongoing violence, which has left more than 20 trucks torched or shorted and also left several people dead and injured.
And we are also looking at the U.S. Elections, where right now we see that Mr. Joe Biden is preparing to be inaugurated in January this year. It seems as if the Trump administration has allowed him to actually do that. So for somebody to do that, you need to be served by the General Services Administration, which gives you a go-ahead to actually talk to various people in government so that somebody prepares to get into the office of the president.
Mbudzi, muchirongwa chedu chediaspora, chatine chitarisa zviri kuitwa nezvinosangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Hatikanganwiwo vari kumusha, munopinda zvakare muchirongwa. Asi nhasi zvatiri kutarisa idambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19 muZimbabwe, kumusha ikoko nepasi rose. MuZimbabwe tinoona kuti nezuro chete kwakaita vanhu vanokwana kuita makumi mapfumbamwe kana kuti 90 vakabatwa ine chirwere ichi, nemunhu mumwe chete akafa kuBulawayo anga ine chirwere ichocho. Pavanhu vakabatwa nechirwere ichocho, tinoona kuti Bulawayo yakanga ine vanhu vanokwana kuita makumi maviri nevashanu kana 25, kuchiti Mashonaland West yakaita vanhu 42 vakabatwa nechirwere ichochi. Kwoitawo pasi rose vanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vakuda kusvika kumamiriyoni makumi matanhatu kana kuti 60 million, nokuti tinoona kuti Johns Hopkins University iri kuti iyo vanhu vasvika pa 59.9 million. Vafa vasvika pamiriyoni imwe chete nemazana mana ezviuru kana kuti 1.4 million. Kwoitawo muAmerica mune vanhu vakawandisa vabatwa nechirwere ichi pasi rose, vanhu vakusvika 12.6 million kana kuti mamiriyoni gumi nemaviri nemazana matanhatu ezviuru vabatwa nechirwere ichi, kuchiitawo vanhu vafa vasvika pa 260,000 kana kuti kudarika 260,000 kana kudarika mazana maviri nemakumi matanhatu ezviuru. Tichatarisawo nyaya yekurwiswa kwevatyairi vemarori kana magonyeti kana dzimotokari hombe muSouth Africa kuri kuitika pari zvino, zvasiya vanhu vakawanda vakuwadzwa, vamwe vachiurayiwa. Tinonzwa kuti marori anodarika makumi maviri aparadzwa mukuburikidza nekupiswa kana kupfurwa nezvizvarwa zvemuSouth Africa zviri kugunun'una kuti vekunze muri kutitorera mabasa edu, zvasvitsa kuti pange paite vanhu vaite makara asionani. Tanzwa mutungamiri weSouth Africa vasiro Ramaphosa vachishoropodza zvakanyanya chiitiko ichocho chiri kuitika muSouth Africa. Tinoimba kuti kutaura kwaita vaRamaphosa kuchabatsira kuti dambudziko iro ringe richipera. Tichatarisawo zvakare nezviri kuitika muno muAmerica zvichitevera sarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika dzakaitwa musi wa3 Mbudzi kana kuti 3 November. Tinoona kuti mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump vanga vachiramba kuti masimba anga achienda kuna vaJoe Biden webato reDemocratic Party vakasarudzwa kuve mutungamiri weAmerica. Asi marimwe zuro kana kuti nemusi wemuvhuro takanzwa vaTrump vachinyevenuka vachitaura kuti aiwa wabvumidza manje kuti masimba achitambidzanwa kuburikidzawo nesangano kana kuti bazi rinonzi General Services Administration rakabvumidza GSA kuti vaJoe Biden vanga vachitanga kugadzirira kana kuwaniswa yatingati mabriefing kuziviswa nezviri kuitika mungava mapazi ezvekuchengetedzwa kwenyika kana mune zveutano vakunge vachizvipiwa nevemapazi ehurumende ari pasi pava Donald Trump mushure mekunge vaTrump vanyevenuka asi Gibbs ndinoona kuti vaTrump havasati vanyatsobuda pachena kuti ndakakundwa saka ndezvimwe zvezvinhu zvichange zvichikurukurwa nhasi kuti zvavabvuma kuti pachitanga kuita transition. Is this a sign that he is admitting kuti he was defeated in the elections, Gibbs?
Yeah, kunjalo ke okubekwa ngumtsonga khona pake ukuthi esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje sikhathi ngeCOVID-19 sibili kulabantu 9398 sasebanje iCOVID-19 kweleZimbabwe. Futhi kusithi ke yawe 8297 sebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo kuzobuya njalo ke 274 sebabhubha. Konke lokhu ke kubikwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Xa sisikhangela ke emhlabeni onke jikelele iJohns Hopkins University ibika ukuthi sokulabantu abafika 60 million asebebanjwe iCOVID-19 kuthi abayi 1,412,669 sebabhubha. Iyakhangela njalo lokwenzakala kwele Melika lapho kulabantu sebefika khona 12.6 million asebebanjwe iCOVID-19 kuthi ke abayi 260,068 sebabhubha. So ke lokhu ngazani kuyahlupha okunye okumangalisayo. Siyakwazi ukuthi nakhona ngale Zimbabwe ikakhulu endaweni okuthiwa ke kusemathoveni North kule ndawo lapho kuthiwa iJohn Calac osongani sokulohlupho olukhulu. Isikolo lesi ke silabantwana abaningi kakhulu 184 asebebanjwe umkhuhlane lo. Singathi ke sebevalile khona ngale kwenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ungamemetheki. Okunye njalo sikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje sikhangela ukhetho lwemelika. Siyakwazi ukuthi uJoe Biden ukhanya wanqoba umongameli Donald Trump. Kodwa ke uTrump kakathi ukuthi phela unqothiwe lokho engani uthi ngisakhona ixolele. So izolo simboneke ephuma uBiden elabantu asebadingile ukuthi bazangena esikhundleni ezijeneyo kuloba njengo-Anton Blinken ofuna ukuthi abe ngu-Secretary of State. Kuzobuya uJohn Kerry waba yi-Special Presidential Envoy ye-Climate the National Security Council. Kuzobuya ke uJanet Yellen afuna ukuthi abe ngu-Treasury Secretary. Kuzokusimalelo Alexandro Mayorkas afuna ukungena kuhlangothi lwe-Homeland Security. Kuzobuya ke nonkosikazi Linda Thomas Greenfield ofuna ukuthi abe US Ambassador to the United Nations. Kuzobuya ke lo mama Avril Hennes afuna ukuthi abe ngu-Director of National Intelligence. Kuzobuya njalo lobaba uJack Sullivan afuna ukuthi angene kuhlangothi lwe-National Security Advisor uthi umcebisi wakhona lokho. Yeah, so kunene zakhuluma futhi ngakho okunjengakhokho kwenzeka le-South Africa lapho sokutshiswa khona izimota ezijeneyo. Izimota lezi zitshiswa ngabantu bakwele-South Africa abathi abantu bokuza baqeda imisebenzi. So sikhaliseke ngokwemelika sizwe ke jonga ukuthi uBiden uthini ngokudinga abantu okumele bangene esikhundleni. Simbone simile phuma ephakathini ekhuluma ngalokho nakho okunye
a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, once again sit at the head of the table. It's a team that reflects the fact that America is back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, once again sit at the head of the table.
Lo umuntu uBiden ukade khuluma izolo ekhuluma ngokuthi ukuthi yena ukuthi kwakhe izolo America seliphendukile njalo sokumele kuwenzakala okwenzakalayo. So ngilethemba lokuthi kuzivile konoko okwenzakaleyo. So kuzobuya ke umongameli Donald Trump lalo ke khuluma sithi hayi phela lokho ezibambile esidukwini esizwe ukuthi uthini. Izolo uphumile sile khuluma Jones Industrial Index esithi ke kukhanya ngazani umnotho uyathuthuka sile kumangalisayo esizwe ukuthi uthini.
The stock market Dow Jones Industrial Average just hit 30,000, which is the highest in history.
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Thank you very much.
Yeah, uphinde wakhuluma futhi la nge-Thanksgiving esithi hayi abantu babe ne-Thanksgiving enhle. Siyakwazi kule Melika kule kefu elenzakalayo. So jonga ziyabazwe lapho wakhuluma uJoe Biden ukhuluma ngokuthi sedinga abantu. Kuzobuya ke umongameli Donald Trump ukhuluma ngokuthi umnotho uyathuthuka njalo uthi happy Thanksgiving ebantwini. Jonga
ndizvozvo sekudzwa kwamaita Gibbs achitaura vaJoe Biden vakatoumba kana kusarudza vanhu vanofunga kuti vachange vachipinda muhurumende yavo atingati makurukota kuno kuvanenge vachivati ma secretary of wataura ministry inga secretary for education secretary for agriculture nezvimwe zvakadaro techiti makurukota vamwe vanhu vachiri kuyeuka vainzi va John Kerry Gibbs va mumwe vanhu vasarudzwa nava Joe Biden kuti vange vachipinda muhurumende mavo tichange tichitarisawo kuti vanhu vari kugutsikana here nemamiriro akaita hurumende yadomwa nava Biden nokuti vamwe vanenge vachiti hapana umiriri hwemadzimai hwakakwana hapana umiriri hwechidiki hwakakwana hapana umiriri hwerudzi rwakati hwakakwana ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatanga tichikurukura pano pachirongwa Gibbs
unjalo sivili tonga I think let's start with what we have right now there are some people who sent us videos talking about this issue concerning US elections so let's hear from Mr. Raphael Mtombeni he's a minister of religion based in Dallas Texas let's listen to what he's saying about what Mr. Biden has done so here he comes
yeah baba dube ngibona ngathi lokho u Biden kumbe I administration ka Biden eza kwenza ikwenzela iAfrica ngakusoze kube lomahluko omkhulu kakhulu ukuthi kuguquke ukuthi engxenye sibona ngathi singasuka sibe sesiqakeza sithi sina hawu nxa esengena lapho Biden kuza kuba yilokhu lalokhu lalokhu kuzatshintsha lokhu lalokhu lalokhu angibona ngathi hhayi akulalutho ngoba laba ama-American ngibona ngathi ikakhulu basebenzisa lokho okuthiwa khona lapho kule national interest yabo khona i-national interest zabo zingathi kazibambanga kakhulu e-Africa ngaphandle kwama-pockets nje amanye athize maybe anje bakhangele o-South Africa bakhangele o-Nigeria bakhangele indawo zona ezinjalo okungathi yikho lapho abazabe befakile ihlo labo khona ngoba eNigeria kule oil liyane elaphana bese South Africa kule gold liyane elaphana babe bekhangela nje kulapho bekhangela okay. La amanye amazwe la mancinyane njengabo Zimbabwe okunjengalokho akangiboni ukuthi bangafaka sibili ihlo elikhulu ukuthi sebengaze benze into emangalisayo entshintshayo khona lapha. Iko-ke ngibona ngathi mina akusoze kube yinto esingasukuma siqakeze ngayo. Khona yebo ilihlo lizaba khona eZimbabwe ikakhulu nge-human rights. Uphathwa kubi koluntu ukuhlukuluzwa kwabantu engxenye sesingezwa mhlawumbe ama-statements athize aqondana nalokhu njalo angiboni ukuthi bangaba ngabantu labana bangafuqa kakhulu lokhu esingathi thina yi-regime change angiboni ukuthi bangakwenza lokho kuza ukuthi bamelele bona abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi babatshele ukuthi sebefuna ukuguqula uhulumende ngoba abantu beZimbabwe yibo okumele bathi bacele umhlaba ukuthi ubasize ukuze baguqule lokho abafuna ukuguqula. Bawuguqula ngani? Ngevoti. So kufanele ukuthi bazame ukuthi bavote khona lapana baguqule izinto nje bangazi bamelele ukuthi bazaguqulelwa izinto njengakhona lokho.
Yeah, Tonga, that is Mr. Raphael Mtombeni, is a minister of religion. He's saying basically, you know, for Africa, they shouldn't expect a lot of changes in terms of relations between America and Africa because, you know, Americans have got certain interests in places like Nigeria, South Africa, and certain what spots, you know, so he says not a lot of change is expected from the Biden administration. And it goes further to say that, you know, there are these issues concerning the so-called regime change agenda. He says, you know, it seems as if maybe Mr. Biden won't even look at some of those things because he will be waiting for a signal from Zimbabweans and other nationals of different countries. Yes, Tonga.
Yes, Gibbs, that's true. I think we can start by bringing Ms. Pearl Mathiwe. And by the way, it's Matibe, spelling M-A-T-I-B-E. That's the correct spelling for Ms. Matibe. I think Gibbs, you can correct that on the screen. Welcome to our show, Ms. Matibe.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yes, maybe you can start by explaining to us this transition that is taking place now, because we understand Mr. Joe Biden has been doing it outside the protocols. He was doing it in Delaware there, but now that GSA is acknowledged, what's next?
Yes, so it's very important to understand the official, legal, lawful mechanisms of the transition of power. So the inauguration day, you're quite correct, Gibbs, is just 57 days away. It will take place on Wednesday, January the 20th. It's a very short time, but we are seeing now the cooperation between the outgoing Trump government and the incoming Biden government. Up to now, the path for President-elect Joe Biden to obtaining the keys to the White House was dependent on what's known in American politics as ascertainment. There is this term in American government politics called ascertainment. Its definition, it just simply means the process of finding something out for certain. So what is ascertainment in American government politics? It is when the administrator of the Federal General Services Administration, which we also refer to as the GSA, ascertains the apparent successful candidate in the general election. What we need to remember is neither the Presidential Transaction Act nor federal regulations actually specify how that determination should be made. But the GSA's decision is what permits the whole of the United States federal government and all of its institutions to begin to move forward and go ahead in preparing for a handover of power to President-elect Biden. So what has changed since I was last on your show is that the GSA has now given the green light to go ahead with the formal handing over of power. Mm-hmm. What happens after this ascertainment? That is the period that we are in now. That is why you saw now President Joe Biden and his team, who have already begun and started their transition work, because they now have the full support of the whole of the United States government. So just before I highlight what is involved in that transition, I just want to answer the question which I think is on many people's minds, and that is how much time has been lost due to the delay? And the answer to that is that past presidential transitions have taken about 77 days between the election being ascertained and inauguration day. And so the Biden team only now has 57 days. So I just wanted to make that distinction.
Yes. Kutirau tisazo nyore bandisazo kanga na wajumwe za mwenye mambo taura. Mungo zukura neshona kuti patashika nukuti tunona kuti wakawanda wangu wachinetika watisaruzo. Ziruku enda kupi, zio zichaitika. Zino tukona kuti wa Trump kwenye hurumende ya wakubulikiza ne GSA, wa tambira kutaiwa wa Biden ndo wakasaruzo kwenye mtungamiri wa Amerika. Ingazu chitanga kuti zinge zichinja nwa maoko, masimbanga achiba kuna wa Trump achenda kuna wa Biden. Ngo sanangura ya kuti ziruku famba sesi.
Okay. Perez, you know, akasarudzwa kuti ave mutungamiri wenyika vaBiden vakatotanga hurongwa wekutambira basa nekuti vava netsigiro kubva kuhurumende yeAmerica. Ndisati ndataura zvakawanda maererano nenyaya iyi, regai ndidavire mubvunzo ungava uchi kunzwa nevanhu vakawanda, wekuti inguva yakawanda sei yakarasika nekuda kwekunonoka uku. Mhinduro ndeye parusarudzo. So muAmerica paitora mazuva anosvika kumakumi manomwe kubva pasarudzo kusvika pakugadzwa kwemutungamiriri wenyika zviri pamutemo. VaBiden nevamwe vavo vane mazuva makumi manomwe kuti vachitanga basa ravo ravanofanira kuti vaite.
Thank you so much, Ms. Matibe. Gibbs, I think you can throw in a question there.
Now, looking at what is happening right now, Mr. Donald Trump has not conceded defeat. What does it mean?
President Trump does not have to concede. What has happened right now is that the GSA has given the green light. They have ascertained. Everything now is just transitioning power. That is the phase that we're in. It is generally his silent acceptance that President Biden is now coming into power. And what is involved now in that handing over of power are about 8 or 9 different things that now are happening right now. Remember, the cabinet only has about 15 different cabinet posts. So the what's called the Biden-Harris presidential, it's called the Transition Agency Review. What they will be doing right now is that those teams are beginning to coordinate 17 different agencies and intelligence responsibilities. The GSA itself can now release the $6.3 million in congressionally approved funds, which is money that the transition team can use, along with about 175,000 square feet of office space. They are given office space. They're also given secure facilities so that their intelligence briefings can be held in secure facilities. The other thing which they are going to be doing right now is filling in all the positions and all the posts. So the career agency transition directors will now be coordinating with the Biden transition team to deliver the briefings and the material and preparing for the for everything that has happened in the past 6 months. The Biden-Harris team will be granted the agency's success plans, in other words, naming acting officials who hold key positions, who will also may need to be confirmed by the Senate. The Department of Justice, which we refer to as the DOJ, can also now begin the adjudicating final security clearances, because a lot of these people will need security clearances in order to do those jobs. And it is part of the transition team and the political appointees so that on day one, they already have all their intelligence and security clearances to be allowed to do that job. The Office of Government and Ethics, which we call the OGE, can also begin with the ethics side of government, you know, what they can disclose, who can, you know, if they have got certain personal investments, they have to divest from those personal investments, because if you are working in a public official job, some of those personal interests, you cannot be involved in those things. So there's some things around ethics that have to take place before day one.
Thank you.
Office of Performance and Management, which we call OPM, will release certain guidelines about personal actions and so on. Then there's another council. It's called the White House Transition Coordinating Council. The White House Coordinating Council will facilitate things like homeland security, emergency preparedness, in case there's to be a disaster or something happens within the transition that is required by law. So that will also be happening. Record keeping is very important. So the National Archives and the Records Administration has to be, it's an essential part of this transition, because they are providing guidance on the outgoing administration to make sure that they have all the presidential records.
Right. Thank you. Yes. Yeah.
Just because the GSA vato taura kudara kuti vato vapa mvumo wa Biden kuti ndiwe vachapinda sa president. Saka zvese zvatonaka. Our Biden Harris in which way Susan America Agency Review, the Biden Agency Review team, Icha Tanga kutaurirana, nekuwirirana, nema agency 17, nezvinotarisirwa pamatongerwo enyika. Ave GSA yava inonga ichizovabatsira nemari inosvika 6.3 million inofanirwa kushandiswa pakuchinjana kwehutongi hwenyika idzi. Vanopuwa futi pekushandira pacho 175,000 feet uyezve ndiyo anenge ari mahofisi akachengetedzwa ekutaurira nezvematongerwo enyika and so on. So hapana chakashata, zvinhu zvese zvakutofambira mberi, zvese zvatonaka, zvatonakira vaBiden. Tinenge tichizovaona vachipinda chii pachigaro musi wa20 January.
Ko nyaya yekuti kuchazoitwa inonzi college vote, hapana zvinozoshandurwa here neiyo college voting?
Ipapo tinongomirira tozoona kuti zvinenge zvichii zvichazoitika, but apa handione chichachinja maningi pavanozoita zvecollege board. I think everything was, you know, zvinenge zvatova mugwarire kuti tinatsoona vaBiden vachizonatsopita.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got Mrs. Priscilla Ndlovu, who is actually following what is happening here in USA, and she's got some interest in terms of these Biden picks. You know, she's saying that some of them may change certain things, or even the Biden administration itself, in terms of focusing on what is going on in Africa. So she wants the Biden administration to actually say, okay, give people a lot of chances, because she's saying under Trump, there wasn't a lot that was being done for Africans. So let's listen to what she's saying about.
I'd like to see the American government revive programs that were previously done in Africa, which are beneficial to the poor, the sick, and the children. I would like to see an increase in health issues. Currently, we have the COVID pandemic. Other countries are developing preventions or are developing some medications that would prevent people from dying from COVID. I would like us to, the American government through USAID to and the Department of State to refocus on health issues. In the past, we have benefited from programs like PEPFAR that was started by President Bush, and Malaria Fund, which grew around President Obama's time. These are very important programs which I think they could be resuscitated and funded more to include COVID so that we Africans benefit at this time, at this difficult time when all nations in the world are facing COVID. And the other programs that I would like to see funded are education programs, especially higher education. And also I would like to see the Department of State relaxing restrictions on visas. African countries are restricted on, they are limited on who can come to America and who cannot. Some people who might even be able to fund their own education in America, they get restricted by the State Department in terms of getting visas. But they relax visas for North Africans, especially countries like Egypt, Algeria, and others. I would like to see that treatment, they change the way they look at Africa. We need assistance in higher education. We had a very good program that had been going on for years, Education for Development, where universities in Africa partnered with university in the United States. for research programs and also for exchanging ideas. You could have most professors from public universities go to Africa to provide assistance, or African professors coming to the United States. That was a very helpful program.
So there you are, Chonga. She's talking about some of the programs that used to be there, you know. And she's saying they were very beneficial to Africans, and she wishes that the Biden administration can actually revive them, and maybe you can chip in there, Chonga.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I think the main issue is that Mr. Biden has already indicated that he will raise the number of immigrants or visitors to America. As we understand, the current administration, I think, has cut that to about 15,000. And Mr. Biden announced that he will raise that figure to about 125,000, if I'm not mistaken, for people who will be able to come in and settle in America. So that's an issue that has also light, positive light for people from outside America, as what Ms. Ndlovu has just mentioned with the issue of visas. We want to welcome Mr. Dan Moyo, a Zimbabwean based here in Virginia. Welcome to our show, Mr. Moyo.
So, in fact, he actually sent us a video. Let's listen to what he said about what is going on right now in USA. Just hold on there, Chonga, so that we can just bring him on air and he will talk about some of these issues. There he comes.
Sanibonani Mashabe Zulu. Namhlanje sibone u president elect wele America u Joe Biden ekhetha ama secretary singathi yo ama minister awe cabinet yakhe. I think namhlanje kugcwalise ama position angu 6 and kuyajabulisa kakhulu esikubone ekwenza ngoba u Joe Biden wathembisa ekuqaleni vele kucampaign yakhe ukuthi ma engawina yena uzoba le cabinet e-representa i-America ngokuhlukana kwayo. And siyakubona lokhu, sibona ikakhulu ku-secretary we-homeland security ukhethe umnumzana Alejandro Mayorkas, ongumuntu oyisizalwane se-Cuba. I-Cuba siyazi ukuthi ilawo ama-immigrants amaningi lapha e-America, and njalo ngabantu abakhuluma i-Spanish. So ama-Latino labanye abantu ababuya kuzizwe lezi ezikusouthern America bayajabula kakhulu ngoba kuyatshengisa ukuthi uBiden ufake omunye wabo esikhundleni sobu-homeland security, ngoba sibonile ubudlelwane beziphepheli lama-immigrants avela kwamanye amazwe ukuthi bese kukubi kakhulu ngesikhathi sika-Donald Trump. Sibona abantwana behlukaniswa labazali emabhoda la, and kwaba yinto enzima kakhulu for abantu abaningi. So kuyajabulisa kakhulu ukubona umuntu ongumspanish oyilatina esiba inkokheli ye-homeland security. Sibone efaka umama Linda Thomas Greenfield oyinkosikazi umuntu omnyama ku-United Nations, and siyazi ukuthi United Nations lama-decisions amaningi ewenzayo aphathelana lo mhlaba nje wonke jikelele. So kuyajabulisa ukubona umuntu omnyama lapho. Simbone njalo eletha futhi uJohn Kerry onguye owayengomunye wababhali Paris Climate Agreement eyathathwa nguTrump, wayidabula wayilahlelana. Siyamkhumbula njalo uJohn Kerry ukuthi wayengu-Secretary of State ngesikhathi sika-Obama. So kuyajabulisa ukumbona ephendula. So abanye babuza ukuthi konke lokhu kusho ukuthini for isizwe seZimbabwe, le continent ye-Africa jikelele. Thina sibona ungathi into impumela phambili le into enhle kakhulu, ngoba kuyatshengisa ukuthi i-democracy isizothola layo indlebe ku-cabinet ka-Joe Biden. I-democracy izopromothwa umhlaba wonke jikelele, ikakhulu khona le mazweni angathi kulokuhlupho kulohlupho lo democracy njengeZimbabwe lapho sibona ama election engathi akula kuvumelana between abantu aba challengeayo. So kuhle kakhulu ukubona icabinet enje, icabinet e-representa ama-Americans wonke. Yeah.
So that is Mr. Tenmoyo. He says he's very happy with what Mr. Joe Biden is doing. And he says hopefully things are going to change for the better. So before bringing in Mr. Chumakane Miri, what's your take on the cabinet picks, Ms. Pill?
Yes. So in terms of this, the picks that he has made, before I just mention what I think about the picks, I just wanted to try to explain the technical again, the mechanism of what's involved in filling these posts. So Biden will have to recruit about 4,000 political appointees, including 1,250 who will require to be confirmed by the Senate. That means he also will have to prepare a $4.7 trillion budget. He will have to implement strong policy agendas and assume leadership of a workforce of about 2 million civil employees, civil servants. So the 2 million active duty and reserve troops, these will also fall under his command. His cabinet, as I mentioned before, does include the vice president and about 15 cabinet ministries, which we call ministries in Zimbabwe. That is agriculture, commerce, defense, education, energy, health and human services, homeland security, housing and urban development are one ministry, interior, justice, labor, state and transportation. That's 15 cabinet posts. In addition to the 15 cabinet posts, he has made, as the other presenters have said, he's made some historic decisions, some key positions in this cabinet, which he announced on Tuesday. Six. He announced six of them already on Tuesday. And so who is in this cabinet? We have seen for his foreign policy and national security teams, Avril Haines. Avril Haines was the director, is going to be director of national intelligence. Haines is going to be the first woman ever to serve in this role if she does get confirmed by the Senate. Alejandro Mayorkas, he is now the nominee to be the cabinet secretary for Homeland Security. He would be the first Latino and an immigrant in that position. Former Secretary of State John Kerry has been picked for a new White House position. He is going to be the special presidential envoy for climate. Now, remember that Kerry, also he's also expected to serve on the National Security Council. This is very, very important. Kerry is a past Secretary of State. Biden has made one person very vital to his role, and that is appointment of Ron Klain. Ron Klain is going to be his chief of staff. Remember, Ron Klain was Biden's chief of staff when he was vice president in the Obama administration. He also served as Al Gore's chief of staff. So this is somebody who's coming in who has served, who's got a lot of experience in the past. But people have mentioned the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. This is going to be Linda Thomas-Greenfield. The history with Linda Thomas-Greenfield is that she served as the Assistant Secretary of State in the African Affairs in the State Department under the Bureau of African Affairs between 2013 to 2017. Not right now, she's also currently a counselor in the Albright-Stonebridge Group in Washington, D.C. But one thing that I just wanted to point out, because it may impact future foreign policy towards Africa, is that he has decided that he is going to include the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Ms. Thomas Greenfield, into his National Security Council and cabinet. That's very, very important. What we need to recall and remember about that is when she was working at the State Department, she was not only just the Director General for the Foreign Service, but she was also the Director of Human Resources between 2012 and 2013. What does that mean? It's very important, because one of the key things that Biden wants to do is he wants to change the structure and kind of renovate the Department of the State Department. She was responsible for more than 70,000 employees at the State Department at the time. So she was responsible for recruiting, for hiring, for evaluations, performances, and retirements. So she understands what's involved in people who serve and work in foreign service. And so it's very, very important in terms of Africa, some of the countries that she has dealt with when she was the ambassador to Liberia between 2008 and 2012 would have been Kenya, the Gambia, Nigeria, and so on. So I don't at the moment, let me put it this way, at the moment, I'm not yet expecting major changes in foreign policy towards Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is because history tells us that president after president, from Reagan to George Bush Sr. to George Bush Jr. and so on, foreign policy towards Africa really doesn't change much. And I understand people's perceptions and expectations that they are hoping that there'll be maybe more funding and more, you know, policies towards Africa. At the moment, I think we have to wait and see. Because what we know right now is the United States was never a colonial power in the way that the British Empire or the Portuguese or the French were empires in Africa. So U.S. foreign policy towards Africa is not hugely affected by who occupies the White House, who the next president will be. But we will see now that we know who his national security advisors are going to be. He will, and I would expect that Biden will come up with his own foreign policy doctrine, just like Trump and every president has done. What we do know, for example, for Zimbabwe, is that since independence, since 1980, the United States has given Zimbabwe more than $3.2 billion United States dollars, which has been provided, and $1 billion of that money went to help prevent a lot of lives being lost due to HIV and AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria, especially in women and children who were below the age of 5. And so we know for a fact that since 1980 until now, Zimbabwe has received more than $3.2 billion from the United States.
Yeah, and Jomba, thank you so much, Pearl. Jomba, I think we've got our second guest, who is the driver in South Africa. Maybe can you introduce him to the public?
Yes, before I bring in Mr. That's the driver, I wanted Mr. Matibe to just respond in Shona. Kuti tinoona kuti va Biden vakadoma kana kuti vakatozivisa ne va mastei vano vari kutarisa kuti vachange vari mu hurumende yavo atingati ma minister avo. Zvivi zvamungataura pamusoro pemazita iwayo.
Parizvino handione zvakanana zvakanyanya zvichachinja maererano ne zvinhu zvavangaita towards Africa kana kuti kuZimbabwe nezviri kuitika kumusha. Nekuti kazhinji policy yekuAmerica inonyanya kuramba yakangonyanya kufanana for the last 10, 20, 30 years. But my advice right now would be kuti ngatimbomirira tione kuti chii chichatora nzvimbo. Nekuti vanhu ava vasarudza mudzimai anonzi Linda Thomas Greenfield and Avril Madzimai, and so ngatimbomira timboona, and maybe kana takunonopinda kana pakati paDecember takunopinda muna January, because iko zvinova chiri kutaurirana kuti chaizvo chaizvo chavada kuti vaite chi. Saka ngatimbomirira mbichana maybe 2-3 weeks ndopatine takuzotarisa kutiita ane better understanding kuti tione kuti zvii chaizvo chaizvo zvavachazoita towards Africa.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gibbs. I now introduce Mr. Finos Chikunda, who is a truck driver based in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. Mr. Chikunda, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ndofunga vachikunda mungatanga nekutsanangura kuti chii chiri kutora nzvimbo kuSouth Africa uko vatiri kunzwa kuti vatyairi vemarori vari kushungurudzwa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa.
Chii chokwadi baba? Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kushungurudzwa muno. Nekuda kwekuti vagari vemuno muSouth Africa vari kuchema kuti muri kutitorera mabasa, and vari kuchemawo kuti muri kutambira munotambira mari dzese dzese, Saka nekuda kwekuoma kwakaita nyika yedu kukoma, chinotuma nyangwe ani nani zvake. Chinotituma kuti tingotambirawo mabasa nemhaka yekuti tiri kusha hatina zvimwe zvatingaita. Ndo zvatinokwanisawo kuti tikwanise kuriramisawo mhuri dzedu. Kouya futi zvinorwadza zviri kuitika nemhaka yekuti mukatarisa mabasa ati mabasa acho mune mari kunetsa. Saka iroro kana tari mabasa ekudhiraivha ndo anenge ari nyore mukati muno. Asi tinoaona asi tinorwadzirwa zvakare taona mabasa acho unosvikawo nguva yekuchai. Zvinenge nguva kuregedza kuri nani uchiunzwa kuti mimbi hakusisina kana kuti mimwe yako yapfurwa. Asi tinongoti timawo nyaya yekuomawo kweupenyu hwedu. Ndo chinotituma kuti tisevenze muno.
Ndizvozvo Gibbs, that is the finest Chikuna based in Port Elizabeth, South Africa. He's explaining to us that drivers are being targeted there. But I will throw a question to him because he said Zimbabwean truck drivers. I wanted to know whether these people are only targeting Zimbabwean truck drivers. But the fact that he raised is that they are being targeted and they are accused of taking away jobs and also accepting very low wages as compared to what South African drivers would demand. Mr. Chikunda, are they targeting Zimbabweans only?
Tinonyaya kukwase kutama Zimbabweans because zvitishi takawanda pese pese tingoripo. So havana kutadzika isu chete vakatadza kutama foreigners, but nyaya yekuti maZimbabweans ndo akanyanyisa mukati menzvimbo ine South Africa.
Yes, so right now, Mr. Skunda, are you at home? What are you doing right now?
Right now I'm baking. Ndadzoka kubanda ndo ndadzoka kuosa hatichatende mazuva ano kunyani nyaya yestrike. Tinongomusenza masikati hatisakwanisi kusenza usiku nemhaka yekuti usiku varidzi vemakambani vari kutyawo kuti mota ino vanogona kunuza mota dzavo dzinopiswa. So havangazokwanisi kutora risk yekuti inini ndiende kubasa ndisenze nemota vachiziva kuti mota yake inogona kupiswa. Zviri nani anoti zvinani kuti umbogara pasi
So gives them yes, he's explaining that today is home and also the truck owners, they've decided that their drivers just work during daytime because during night they fear that their trucks may be attacked and burned down or destroyed. So that's the situation at the moment. Most drivers, they've parked their vehicles and are at home for their safety.
So it seems as if, Mr. Chikunda, this is a very serious problem. So do you have an association where you can go and file your complaints and maybe appeal to the South African government to do something about it?
Yeah, I'm going to police. Ongozozi ati nyaya yekuti vanhu vacho nyange vakanyararizwawo vanongoramba vachiti aiwa muri kutitorera mabasa saka pokuti ukaripota mapurisa vanokwanisa vanoita basa ravo asi hapongati pese pese paunofamba unofamba nemupurisa zvino unokwanisa kusangana navo usina mupurisa.
Yes, gives me
kuti aiwa kukuataka pakadaro uri wega.
He is saying that the police, they assist. If you report to the police, they help. But the problem is, whenever you are driving, you cannot be in the presence of a policeman to monitor you or to protect you. So those incidents, they always happen outside areas that are manned by the police. And for you, you won't be able to report on time for the police to stop the attacks and the vandalism.
So we tried to reach the drivers that are complaining of the other association, but they are not willing to join us today. They are saying they're just doing some things that they feel they should. And our correspondent, Benedictine Chapo, actually talked to some of them who indicated that Zimbabweans and other foreigners actually stealing their jobs. You know, they are saying because the drivers at times double as mechanics, you know, so they are not happy about that. And they are saying that the drivers also accept low salaries. They are not happy about that. And they are saying, so they don't have jobs. So, Mr. Faison Chikunda, so are you guys also doubling as mechanics, like what is being alleged here by the South Africans? What is going on? Thank you so much. Do you have a last question for him before we round up?
Ndinongo kurudzira kuti rambai muri pakachengetedzeka vachikunda musapinda mumatambudziko. Tinoshuvira kuti munge muchichengetedzeka. Tinotenda.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chikunda. So let's round up our show today so that we can see what we can do next. So we've got Mr. Thabang Nare, who also sent us a video talking about the U.S. elections and what the Biden administration may do for Africa. So, Chonga, let me roll in the video so that people can hear what Mr. Nare was talking about. So, Mr. Nare is a Zimbabwean living in USA. Here he comes.
Nyabonga tube. Yeah, usufikile umbiko ukuthi sizaxoxwa ukuthi ebe mupresident weUnited States uJoe Biden. Uselethile amabizo abantu abazasebenza laye bekhangele ingatsha ezahlukeneyo zikahulumende walapha eUnited States of America. Siyazi ukuthi uVice President wakhe kuyabe kunguKamala Harris. UKamala Harris unina wabuya evela India. She's an immigrant. Kwathi uyise umJamaican wayezalwa eJamaica laye wabuya ebuya ezofunda lapha eAmerica. So yibo laba abazabe bekhokhela bengupresident lo vice president. Kuthi ke ukhethile umuntu ozaba ngusecretary of state. Usecretary of state umuntu oqhatheke kakhulu okhangele ubudlelwane lamanye amazwe. Ukhethe uAnthony Blinken owaye ngudeputy assistant secretary of state embusweni kaPresident Obama. Lokhu ngokunye okuzenza kube lula ukuthi engene emsebenzini ngoba ule experience njalo useke wahamba phambi kweSenate waphendula imibuzo yokuthi yena ulolwazi ule experience yokwenza umsebenzi oqatheke kangaka. Omunye ongeneleyo laphana kuluhlu lwamabizo nguLinda Thomas Greenfield. Linda Thomas Greenfield wayengu-assistant secretary of state ekhanyele i-African Affairs. So ngumuntu owazi i-Africa wazi ubunzima obukhona eAfrica amathuba amahle njalo akhona eAfrica iUnited States engasebenzelana lawo ikakhulu even lase emazweni anjengeZimbabwe kwelakithi. Ulinda Thomas Greenfield ukhangelele ukuthi uzahamba mele United States United Nations. Kube lo Alejandro Mayorkas. Alejandro umlatino wake waba ngu-Deputy Secretary owe-Homeland Security kuthiwe hhayi nguye sizakhokhela. Indaba esekudunileyo ngoba abantu bokuza esikhathini esedlule kumongameli okade khona kade kungabantu abakhanya bebandlululwa. Siyazi ukuthi kade kuthiwa kwakhiwe umduli omkhulu phakathi kwe-United States ne-Mexico. So lo ukhangelele ukuthi enze kube lokuhlonipheka indlela okukhanyelwa abantu bokuza. U-Avril Haines ucatshangelwa ukuthi nguye okuthiwe kabe ngu-director we-intelligence ye-CIA. So yikho osekukhulunywa ukuthi uBiden ukhangelele ukuthi break the glass ceiling. Nxa umama kade bengazake bengene ema-ofisini anjalo kabangene nxa yethu labo bayenelisa. Kuthiwe kuzafakwa futhi umama ozakhangela i-treasury. Kuyaba i-first time wokuqala ukuthi umama engene lapho. Kuthi u-assistant secretary of state John Kerry owake waba ngu-secretary of state uzangena-ke ebe i-special envoy ekhangele i-climate change. Umuntu osewasebenzela amazwe amaningi uzasebenza lapho. Umahluko kwele Africa njengoba sibone ukuthi lapha kungena uLinda Thomas Greenfield uyawazi amathuba khona njalo indaba zedemokhrasi bazaqakathekisa ukuthi besebenzela nabo uhulumende abaphakamisa amalungelo abantu abahlonipha ukukhetha kwabantu njengoba sibonile kuhlonipheka lapha election yalapha. So sinethemba lokuthi imvini indaba enjenge-COVID, indaba ze-economy, indaba lapho esizabona i-America isebenzelana namazwe amaningi kakhulukela kithi i-Africa. Ngiyabonga.
Yeah, so Jonga, roughly the guy is saying that, you know, he's happy about what Mr. Biden is doing and he hopes for the best. So the remaining with just a few minutes, maybe under 2 minutes, so maybe go ahead with Pearl Matibe.
Yes, Mr. Matibe, your last word. What can people, generally Africans and Americans in particular, expect from the incoming administration, the Joe Biden administration?
Right. Thank you. Just before I quickly say my last words about what we can expect in terms of Africa, I did want to talk about one person who is Antony Blinken. Antony Blinken is now going to be the Secretary of State. The only thing to remember regarding Antony Blinken is that he actually did serve under Secretary Kerry. So back in 2015, he was appointed, actually was sworn in then. And so he has experience. He was already the Deputy Secretary of State at that time. So he's somebody who has understood that whole entire cabinet ministry and that cabinet position because he has got the past experience for it. And there's general consensus that Antony Blinken is the right person and that it is a solid choice for Biden. But in terms of what we could expect and so on, I just wanted to say, in terms of what the possibilities, let me call it that way, for the foreign policy towards Africa, my personal opinion is that the United States needs to do far much better. Why do I say that? When the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State, the current one in the Bureau of African Affairs, Tibor Nagy, came into office, he recognized that more than 60% of sub-Saharan Africa, which is about 600 million people, is below the age of 25. They represent about 40% of sub-Saharan Africa's unemployed. So President-elect Biden's foreign policy approach needs to work towards what are the needs of Africa and so on. But in his election campaign, he kept talking and using the phrase integrating with our friends in Africa. So let's see perhaps how that might change. But what I did want to just reiterate that it is time for the United States This is a window of opportunity for them to shift their foreign policy approach towards Africa. But that said,
I think we've run out of time now, but we really appreciate that you came to the show today. We wish to take this opportunity to thank Ms. Pearl Matibe. She is a geopolitical scientist, so thank you so much. Then we had other guests like Mr. Finos Chikunda, who is a truck driver based in South Africa, and several other people who send us videos for us to use here. Signing off from Maryland is Philip Dube. Good night, Zimbabwe.